Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it's all about, let's go!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the day of days, the one day out the year a man can order a pizza, order wings, order steak, get in his man cave, pull out a 65-inch TV, have the stereo sound going, and watch football. Yes, today is Super Bowl Sunday. I am your host, the Mastermind Bob Rogers, along with, of course, Tony Motown Allen and Marvelous Marcus Beckley. Excuse me. I was ready to say Bagwell again.
You were about to say Bagwell. We're going to start calling him Bump the Stuff.
Yeah, Marcus Alexander Buckley.
He broke out the whole government name. You better remember this shit. No,
I'll be the Buffer Stuff guy.
we rewrite the script. Write it again. Get the egg. Write it again. But this is a different version of the Future Focus. Today, we will be concentrating not on wrestling, but on another one of our loves. Yes, that is football, the NFL. All of those that don't like who kneel down will kneel to us because we sit up here talking about football. Ladies, yes. And we got the L.A. Rams taking on the Cincinnati Bengals today. Oh, my God. This has been a trip. This year in football
really
has just been a... Yeah, unexpected things happening
and,
left and right.
And we got the halftime show, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking
for. I was ready to get into that.
Yeah.
Anybody born in the 90s, if you are not at your TV watching the Super Bowl halftime show, you should be dragged out your house, taken to the alley, and let a pit bull bite you in your left cheek of your ass. I'm just saying. Not the right cheek,
exactly.
The left cheek. Because this is going to be one of the best Super Bowl shows of all time. All time. I don't care what you say.
I'm
about
waiting
Kenny
for this
Chesney.
Show because tomorrow in the sport group, I'm actually going to start a thing where we're going to talk about best Super Bowl shows ever. And I want to wait till after this show for us to have that discussion.
Oh,
yeah. But I'm already predicted. I already know I'm going to hear some people say, well, that country group was way better than them guys up there doing that rap thing and that crip walk thing. What is a crip walk anyway? You already can see it happening. So,
well, see, that's why I need to do this post on, but okay, you're on the verge of getting removed from the group.
Wow.
I know it can't be any worse. It can't be any worse than last year.
What was last year?
The Weeknd? Oh, that was horrible.
I don't remember last year, so it had to be.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Exactly my point. Exactly.
But the Weeknd, I knew that was going to be a flop.
Yeah.
You just knew that was going to be a flop. It's like, why would you even try?
Yeah,
why
I didn't
would
know
you even try to bring
big?
That dude on stage?
I didn't know. At the time, I didn't know he was even that big to get asked to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to set up the hate on the man. The man got his money. The man got his listeners. He's doing the thing.
Okay.
And He did deserve it, but I just didn't think it was the right atmosphere for him to perform. You know, Grammys. Yeah, I can say the Grammys. I could see him the weekend performing. You know, stuff like that. Yeah, the Super Bowl? No. No, wrong venue, wrong type. Mm-mm.
Well, it definitely showed.
But who would have thought that these two teams would have made the Super Bowl? Did anybody predict this at the beginning of the year?
I could have seen the Rams. I could have seen the Rams, but not Cincinnati.
The Rams, but nobody saw Cincinnati. And in all honesty, when talking about the Rams going, it was more like they have a shot. They could do it. But a lot of talk in NFC has been Tampa Bay and Green Bay.
Yep.
Anybody who said that they said at the beginning of the year that the Rams would be playing Cincinnati in the Super Bowl is lying.
No, actually, and I don't remember where I read this at. There was a poll, and it was one guy that literally guessed the Super Bowl. He won a whole bunch
really?
Of money off of a bet. One
oh,
guy.
Oh, I know he did.
Only one.
I'll be honest with you, because I went to the casino last night to put money on my pick, and they already had the odds of who's going to make it to the Super Bowl next year. No, you pick now. No, that's some serious money.
Yeah.
If you get it right.
Yeah, I think he made like 5 or 6 figures off that bet, and it was only like $20.
Mm, if you know these two teams, I can see that.
I mean,
as good as the Rams are, they weren't like the favorites to go. I mean, they were like contenders, but and you said you had Tampa Bay and Green Bay probably ahead of them as far as the favorites to go.
Well, I mean, I can't really say it was a miraculous pick because the dude was from Cincinnati.
Okay.
So he's going to pick his home team.
Okay, yeah, you know that part
better.
Out.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, ain't too many of us in Chicago was betting on the Bears to get the Super Bowl.
In all honesty, though, if the Bears had Vincent, that's all this year.
Oh, no, they wouldn't make it a Super Bowl. Hell no.
But in all honesty, though, if the Bears had this Cincinnati team, we would be picking them. If we would have went into the season with this team, with this talent, we would have.
Well, hold on. If you think about this, some of the I think is it Cincinnati or LA that they said that had a lot of Bears receivers. One of these teams got a lot of Bears, old Bears receivers. So we had them. We just didn't know how to use them.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
is that surprising?
I'm trying to think. I know the Rams got Leonard Floyd, but receivers?
Yeah. Somebody on the NFL Network said that because they said something about the Bears, and they said, well, they got a majority of the receivers or something like that from the Bears. So these guys must have been sitting. I don't think they were major. I think what it was is they were like practice squad or something.
Or maybe,
okay.
And
then they got
Bears
to start
on any team. Yeah, I can't think of any
right.
Bears receivers on either one of the teams. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you guys, because I know I've been in Indy for a minute, so, you know, I've lost a couple of scruples. No common sense in Indiana. So we would just hey, they're here for the Colts.
Man, I can relate. Now that I'm here, I can relate.
Thank you. I mean, they cheer for the Colts. I mean, they thought Manning was the greatest thing on earth. It's like, no. No. And sure enough, what happened?
I heard people still talking. People still blame the fact that you guys lost Andrew Luck as why we're struggling right now in Indianapolis. It's like, Andrew Luck happened years ago, and what did he really do?
Andrew Luck was garbage.
Like,
he was
people funny. Act like Matt, like, act like Tom Brady retired when Andrew Luck retired.
Yeah, that's the way they do it.
Yeah,
you
can never stay on the field.
Oh, my God, Andrew Luck. My God, Andrew Luck. We could have won it if he didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, he had his moments when he was healthy, but he could never stay on the field long enough.
Okay, let me just stop it right there. He had his moment.
Right, is that right?
He had his moment. And that's it. He was shut down.
The sad part about it is, like, the Colts let Peyton Manning go for Andrew Luck, and Peyton Manning went to two Super Bowls after leaving here, won one of them, and probably retired, what, 1 or 2 years before Luck?
Yep. And I'm sorry, Peyton Manning, I won't get killed in Indianapolis saying this, but I don't care. Indianapolis has had a gift when it comes to receivers. They have had gifts when it came to running backs. They have gifts as an offensive line. That's what really did it, in my opinion, for Indianapolis. Jeff Saturday. Yeah, all those guys on offensive line that was protecting Manning and them running backs and giving Manning that time to throw that ball to those receivers. And I'm sorry. What was his name? Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
You can't miss that dude.
No. Nah.
He's tall as the Eiffel Tower and fast as the Road Runner. You better hit him.
Right, and don't forget about Reggie Wayne, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Reggie Wayne was a beast. Reggie Wayne was a beast.
Yeah, he was.
But I like Joseph Addai a little bit better than Wayne.
Okay, he was good. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, he was a beast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I give Addai his props, man. Addai was the man. Addai did his thing, but you start talking about, you know, Colts. I mean, I'm sorry, Indianapolis, get mad at me all day. But it was Marvin Harrison that made that team. It was not Peyton Manning. Because as soon as Marvin Harrison left, guess what happened? His stats went down.
It is.
It's history. Yeah. But we can't talk either because we just blew it by coaching. The Bears blew it by coaching. I don't know how many times we got to get a dumb coach in there to screw stuff up.
It's just like, I get when a coach is not working and you need to get rid of him and move forward, you need to move forward, not backwards. It's like we just restrain it, get rid of this guy, he's a lousy coach, and then we're scratching our heads on the hire like, damn, we might as well check him.
I don't know. I think the Bears are paying back for giving away that Super Bowl. And I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody says. The Colts people can get mad at me all day long. I believe the Bears threw that Super Bowl on purpose.
I don't think they threw it on purpose.
They were stupid
putting Rex Grossman out there. Colts fans know that Rex Grossman gave them that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They never threw one touchdown. Rex Grossman threw two pick sixes. If I was Tony Dungy, I would give him a game ball.
That's the reason why I say they threw it. Now, I'm going to give you an example of why
No. Before you can use that, but here's the reason why I say they didn't throw it. That's what Rex Grossman does. It ain't like this was unusual for him. This ain't like, oh, man, he's been playing phenomenal, and I can't believe he had this one bad game. That's what he does.
And if they was going to throw it, they would make Peyton Manning look much better. They was going to throw it.
No, not with that Bears defense they had.
He would have had more than one touchdown if they were throwing the game.
Mm-mm. Not with that Bears defense they had. Mm-mm. Remember, that Bears defense that year was compared to the 85 Bears.
Well, no.
There was no. I don't know
who made that comparison. No. No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
No, they're wrong, but I've heard people say that, though. But just keep in mind, Marcus, though, 85 was a long time ago, though. Some people who make that comparison saw videos. They just see it live.
They got to say, there was no comparison. I said, whoever said that didn't, absolutely not, no.
It's the same people that say LeBron's better than Jordan, though, so that's how much credibility they have.
Well, let me say
good point. I mean, I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying that's what that would compare to.
No, I've heard people say that, too, and I looked at them crazy, too.
Mm-mm.
My thing is this. This is the whole thing that makes me think that it was set up. First of all, think about what you just said. He was doing it the whole season. Lovie Smith is not a dummy. Okay? He would have normally not put him in. Nothing was wrong with Kyle Orton. Carl Orton was the man.
There was nothing wrong with Kyle Orton. Yes.
And he puts him in there. That's first suspect move. Second suspect move. If you remember, Peyton Manning threw that touchdown to Marvin Harrison, I believe. All of a sudden, they stopped blitzing like they were. It was either, was it Harrison or T.Y.? I don't even think T.Y. was with him.
I thought it was Wayne. I thought
Harrison or Wayne. It was one of them two.
I think it was Wayne.
They stopped blitzing. You see the Urlacher, when it came to the break, he took his helmet off, and he said with his head wide open to Lovie Smith, "Why are we not blitzing?" He even said that to him, running to the field on a timeout. All of a sudden, that clip is cut out of a lot of things that you see. Now, I wasn't imagining nothing. I had a nice little jerky treat that day. I was buzzing, but I know one thing. I was not blind when I saw that. I was not imagining stuff because I was agreeing, like, why aren't you blitzing? You're going to get burned every once in a while. Keep blitzing. You get harassing Manny. Now, let's talk about the throws that this idiot did, okay? How are you going to throw a pass worse than my daughter in sixth grade? It was like he was throwing directly to him.
Yes. I'm not saying it was fixed, but there were times I was like, who the hell are you playing for?
Well,
where was that ball going?
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? To answer the question about the blitzing, I would want to leave Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne one-on-one coverage most of the game either.
If you remember,
I don't care who your cornerbacks are. You can have Deion and Lester Hayes. I'm not leaving them one-on-one a whole half of a game.
Especially when you talked about earlier, especially with the offensive line that they have too.
Yeah.
But you got to understand the defense that they was playing. They were playing a 46 Tampa cover, which is a mixture of the old 46 defense with a Tampa cover. So they had those receivers on lock. Every once in a while, somebody's going to get open, okay? It's going to happen. But if you kept doing it, they would have smashed them instead of them getting them easy points that they did. They might have got one more touchdown, and that's it. The Bears would have won. So my thing is,
I don't remember the front four of that Bears defense, but it wasn't 85 Bears front four. The 85 Bears front four could have pressured Manny without blitzing. And see, you know, that's why, first of all, the comparison, I don't even understand. But, again, when you blitz, you're going to get burned. But Manny is going to burn you at some point.
Yeah, but he would have only did it one more time the way they was playing.
I give Manny more credit than that. I don't know.
I don't.
I don't know. I wouldn't constantly blitz. I wouldn't
agree. If you were talking about Eli, I would agree with you.
But the thing is, though, we didn't lose the game because we weren't blitzing, though.
Well, true.
Yes, we did.
The way the defense – nah.
Grossman blew that game.
You take 14 points off the board, Bears win.
Right. You can hold Manny to one touchdown, you should win.
I see what you're saying. Offense
got to give you something.
I give you that. All right. I could dig that. But
that damn Super Bowl.
Key wins for the. What do you think the key win for each team was throughout the year?
I got to think about it. Didn't your man
key win for the first? They didn't play twice. I thought they played once. They won though. I thought they only beat them once.
Well, no,
they only played once.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I think that might have been it. I think to the Rams.
No.
And for Cincinnati, I got to think about. I got to remember who they played.
Man, I'm not sure this the Cincinnati one. I'm not sure if this is their what a big win for them as far as getting to the Super Bowl. But in my opinion, it was a statement win when they beat the living. When they beat the snot out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
it was taunting them. I mean, it was straight like, we are spanking you. We are talking stuff to you. We made you our bees today. You can tell that because that was the we have lost to you guys two times a year forever. Take this. In all honesty, that was the first time I kind of really looked at Cincinnati because it was like, we gonna beat you everywhere we could possibly beat you. I mean, granted, Pittsburgh wasn't a powerhouse team, so it wasn't like it was a real signature win. But the way they beat them, and the way they did, basically like we gonna punk you, and this big bad Pittsburgh team ain't gonna do nothing but take it. For me, that was my eye opening moment for Cincinnati.
You know, I think now that I think about it, I think it's beating Tennessee in the playoffs. Okay, they went on the road. Beat the number one seed, and it's like now they had a mindset like we just not glad to be here. You know, we didn't just luck our way in. I mean, we here to win. And if we could go into Tennessee number one seed and beat them, that we could beat anybody anywhere. I mean, I think that's what the mindset that came in. I think they were too young to realize that, you know, they not supposed to be doing this.
They play like this. They playing with house money. And they're playing like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now,
even though, like, the Rams have a great team and it was like, okay, we can see you going, all the moves that the Rams have made, the pressure's on them. You at home and you went all in on this season. The pressure's on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're house money.
Yeah. I will agree with that. Now, I can't really say L.A. because I haven't watched L.A. that much except the playoffs. But Cincinnati, I've been keeping my eye on them. I'm going to have to say that last game with the Bills. 9 sacks.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah.
9.
That was something, yeah.
And Burrow just said, who cares? You just sacked me 9 times. I'm still going to strike you. It beat you.
Yeah.
I'm going to march down this field. We're going to get this field goal. We're going to the Super Bowl. We'll holler at you later. Go back to Buffalo and make some wings. I mean, straight up, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, that man laid it down that game. You can't sit up there and deny. And that's why I think they're going to win today. I'm telling my pick right now. I think they're going to win today. Because if you get sacked 9 times in a game and come back and win, I don't care what Aaron Donald does. That man can sack him 12 times by himself. I think this kid is going to get up and say, okay, so what? Pew, touchdown. I don't care what Aaron Donald does. Everybody's like, Aaron Donald, he's going to come up there. He's going to Is he keep hitting them and sacking them and knocking them down, and he's going to hump them when he's down on the ground and do the Macarena? I don't care about all that. Because the dude will get right back up and throw a bullet in your face.
And that's the one thing I give Aaron Donald. Burrow, that's the one thing I would give him, because I had a lot of doubts with Cincinnati because of that mind. And I know I'm a minority on this, though, but as much as I love Tom Brady, I've always been a Brady fan. But you said Brady 9 times, you're going to beat him.
Yeah.
I think about just about any quarterback.
You said anybody 9 times, but the reason I'm saying Tom Brady, because Tom Brady is considered the GOAT. You said the GOAT 9 times. He's beat. And like you said, I mean, this kid is going to phase him.
There's only one other quarterback in history that you could do that to him would come up and win. There's only one. And I want to see if you guys can guess who I'm thinking of.
It ain't part of my head with Joe Montana, but because he was the GOAT originally.
I'm gonna say his name, and y'all gonna say I'm gonna say his name, and y'all gonna be like, "Oh, the man that used to give us fits as Chicago Bears fans, Brett Favre."
Fuck him. Oh, sorry.
I could see that.
Oh, I can't stand Brett Favre.
Yeah,
I love Brett Favre. I got mad respect. Even though he played for Green Bay, I got mad respect for that man.
Yeah.
I got mad respect for that man.
And I'm not going to lie, my hatred towards Brett Favre is Green Bay. Brett Favre plays somewhere else. And I agree with you. I got mad respect for him. And as soon as Aaron Rodgers is, I think I respect Brett Favre even more.
Oh, God, I hate Aaron Rodgers. Can somebody just take that little dumb look he got on his face and smack the shit out of him?
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I want to hate Aaron Rodgers, but he's been good to me as my fantasy quarterback, so I can't quite hate him.
Remember when Green Bay went 15-1 and then lost, was one and done in the playoffs? Well, that 15-1 regular season, he was my quarterback. Needless to say, I won it.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. This is going to sound stupid, but I hated him so much I couldn't even pick him for a fantasy league.
Wow.
I used to draft like that, but I have better luck just kind of ignoring that shit and taking it.
I had to stop doing that.
But Aaron Rodgers,
I mean, a lot of people in Andy probably listen to this and probably not gonna like it, but like, Peyton Manning was one of those quarterbacks who was just a great regular season quarterback that could not come up and make the plays in the playoffs.
That's true.
Aaron Rodgers is in that group. Phenomenal regular season quarterback, can't win games in the playoffs.
Absolutely. How many times have he lost in the playoffs at Green Bay?
There is no way Brett Favre lose that many games in December, in January, in Lambeau Field, ever.
No. But guess what I just thought of about Aaron Rodgers? He is the LeBron James of the NFL. He can do the regular season stuff all day long, but when it comes to the playoffs, he chokes.
Well, you know what?
I would say
Aaron, at least LeBron makes it to the finals. What's his name? Rodgers don't even make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's true.
And all I say, the year he won the Super Bowl, they didn't win because of him.
Oh, absolutely.
They had phenomenal defense that year.
I was so upset. I was so disappointed.
Because in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers never won a Super Bowl. Like, they didn't get two rings. He won one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peyton Manning got two rings. And I can't really say he won either one of them.
He definitely didn't win that Denver one.
No.
He didn't want to win against the Bears.
But he really didn't win the one in Denver. He really didn't win that one though.
That's true.
Remember, he got this that year, and the only reason why he was playing is because the other quarterback got hurt. They had to go back to him.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, that's right. Sure. Yep.
Pick your old self off the bench. Come on and play.
Right.
Pick some splinters off your eye. Come on, Mr. Manning, put those splinters out your behind. Let's go.
But you think about it, John Elway didn't win any of his Super Bowls either.
Well,
yeah, he had a phenomenal. No.
Terrell Davis won those two Super Bowls.
Terrell Davis won them Super Bowls, both of them.
Yep.
Yeah, you got a point. You got a point. That's what I was about to say. I started thinking about Terrell Davis. And it was like, okay. Yeah.
I mean, he went to six Super Bowls.
Right.
Oh, he got crowned in all of them.
Elway wasn't as bad as Manning them two games, but. But we know Terrell Davis won. Terrell Davis won the game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, Elway was smart enough and had a good enough team where, like, he didn't play as bad as Manning, though, but he was also smart, so he was able to pick his spot because Terrell Davis was a beast.
Yeah.
That dude was knocking boys over, like, bowling pins. Good Lord.
Right. It's like Elway goes to the line, like, throw out the run to the right, and you ain't going to stop them. Hike, and you ain't going to stop them.
Right. And their defense was killer then, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Their defense wasn't playing at all. I think they wasn't giving up hardly any rushing yards at all. And they were ball hawks, too. You try to pass that ball, they would get you that way, too. So... I mean, you really don't have a it's a lot of factors when it came to Denver when they won the Super Bowl. It's a lot of factors. But I will agree it wasn't Elway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, Super Bowl food. Favorite Super Bowl food?
Wings, nachos, and pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Aurelio's
right
pizza
now,
too.
Man,
I miss Aurelio's.
Man, I miss Giordano's.
I miss Giordano's too. Giordano's wasn't my Super Bowl pizza, but I do miss Giordano's. The ones here are just not the same. They're good, but they're not like Chicago.
No, it's not. It's not. That's why I didn't even get it this year. But the two places I would go in Chicago is Connie's. And Giordano's. Two places I get pizza from. Super Bowl. Yep, going to Connie's. I'll be back.
Yeah. You ever had an Italian fiesta?
The who?
Italian fiesta.
No, what was that at?
Well, they mostly in the hood. But it's a really good, they got a really good 10-plus pizza. That was Obama's favorite pizza when he was here.
Yeah, I knew that name sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Where exactly was that at? Because I lived in the hood for a minute.
I know they had one in Dalton.
71st, like 71st and right along the railroad track there. I forgot what street it was.
Yeah. Okay, that's how I know it.
Right. That's the old school. That's the old school one.
Yeah.
It's been there forever. And
they
got a more recent one in High Park.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little fact about my family.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember over there by 71st and Stony Island, where you talking about the tracks are?
Yeah.
It was a hoagie shop over there for about 5 years, I think. 5 or 6 years. It was right across from Church's Chicken.
Oh, okay.
That was my uncle. That was my uncle.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I know all about over there. I know all about over there. Yeah. My Uncle Kitty on that place. What is crazy self? Wow. That's memories right there. That is memories. Boy.
Yeah.
But I got my, I made my wings this year. I actually made my own wings. And then I ordered a pizza with some breadsticks.
Okay, let me ask you a question. With or without batter?
Oh, without.
Really? See, I'm a batter guy.
Yeah.
I like batter.
I get sick of it. I got to switch it up.
Yeah.
And I just had battered wings probably about a week ago. So it's like, nah, man. I got to switch it up.
Okay.
I'm going with the baked. Yeah. I'm going with the baked kind this time and do it up. You know.
No, you do the whole wings or wingettes?
No, I do the whole wing. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I'm not
okay.
Shortcutting. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, see,
all
see
these,
I love
these guys.
The batter. To me, I almost got to have batter on the whole wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it kills me these places selling these little sticks. It's like, here's your wing. That's not wing. That's a what? What are you doing, man? Give him a whole thing.
Yeah. These wings are getting smaller and smaller. Yep.
Boy, Buffalo Wild Wings went down.
Oh, I haven't had them.
They used to have some big wings, man. And they wings have just got midget size.
Yeah, I always prefer Hooters over Buffalo Wild Wings to me.
Hooters. Yes, Hooters is a wonderful place.
Yeah,
it is. It is.
The one. Yes. I will always smile when I see Hooters.
What kills me is every time I've never seen a waitress there with Hooters. Like where the Hooters at? I've never seen a waitress with Hooters.
They're few and far between.
Yep.
Few and far between.
Wait, huh? You have
never seen
a Hooters waitress with Hooters?
I must say never,
yeah.
But a lot of times
I've yet to.
Okay. See, now this is where the question comes in. What is your version of Hooters? Is it my hand size, or is it smaller than my hand? Well, everybody's smaller than my hand size. But,
I'll just put it to you like this. Everyone there has been, let's say, I didn't see a woman there that looked like they need anything more than a training bar. Okay, let me just put it to you like that.
Which Hooters were you going to?
I've gone to the one on... what's that one on Cicero, 93rd and Cicero?
Yeah, 93rd and Cicero,
Then I went to the one downtown. Those are the only two I know
downtown?
In Chicago. Those are the only two I know of. Yeah, there's one downtown. There used to be one downtown.
I remember that one.
Rock and Roll McDonald's and all the places in that area.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
They let their girls go. Wow, because that used to be the spot.
Maybe they were off the day I went, maybe. The days I've gone, maybe they were off. But I'm just saying, when I was there, I've been to both of those places at least twice. I just haven't seen them.
Now the original one that came to the original one that came to Chicago was up there by what mall was that up north over on Skokie? Lincolnwood Town Center.
Okay.
And that place, especially when they first opened, when you said Hooters, we would say Hooters.
Okay.
My mom restricted me from going to that place.
Okay.
I still went. You're not going there. Okay, Mom. Hey, what we doing? We're going to Hooters. All right. We're going to the game room, Mom. I can't believe it, though. They have went down. And they actually changed, like, I don't know if they did it in Chicago, but here they've changed their formula of how they serve their wings. It used to be with the sauce. They used to have a lot of sauce on their wings. And here they don't do that hardly anymore. I know at least here in Indiana they don't do it anymore. And I'm just like, I got a plate over it one time. I'm like, what the heck is this? Hey, no sauce or nothing on. What is this?
I never get sauce on mine. I just get the plain. I just like the plain wing with the batter, and I like the ranch. I like ranch on mine.
I do the sauce and
one thing
ranch.
I love about
like,
yeah,
put
I love
the sauce
about,
on mine and give me some ranch with it too.
Yeah, and what I love is they got tater tots. I have the hardest time finding tater tots in Chicago. Oh my goodness.
I go to Costco down here and email them to you, or email them to you.
I mean, I know I can go to a store and buy them. I'm talking about a restaurant.
Oh.
It's not too many places in Chicago that serves tater tots.
I don't know. I've never been in a tater tots.
Yeah, I love tater tots.
I don't know what the heck it is, but everybody will tear them up, and I just be sitting there like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
I'm just not a potato guy anyway, so.
Oh, man. Cause, that's my weakness. I love french fries. French fries, tater tots, baked potato skins. Oh, my goodness.
My mom used to dice up potatoes and make them for breakfast. Oh, man. You just start talking about potatoes. Remember my mom's breakfast.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good at times, but I just can't. I can't. It's just, again, I got to have them. I ain't had no potatoes like that in about 6 months, so I probably could do them now. Yeah, but it's like twice a year for me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. French fries
maybe once a month.
Oh, hurt my feelings. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't get down on them too much.
Oh, okay.
I've been told I eat weird.
Okay.
Like,
now,
I don't,
now you're getting me curious. I know this thing got nothing to do with the Super Bowl, but okay, what's your go-to side for like a burger or a hot dog? What's your go-to side?
On a burger or a hot dog?
Oh, wait, with a burger or a hot dog.
Oh, what to eat with it?
Yeah, if you're not a french fry guy.
I mean, yeah, guys, I'm waiting to hear your answer on this one, too.
Onion rings.
Okay.
Yeah, either onion rings or I just eat the burger. I don't even want sides.
Oh, man. Wow. Okay.
I like the meat more than side dishes.
Okay.
Like if I go to especially if I go to Texas Roadhouse. Now I will eat the hell out of a sweet potato. All right. I love sweet potato. But let's just say on the right instance, like they have out here for some strange reason, they didn't have any sweet potatoes. I'm cool. Just give me the steak. But you get side dishes. I don't care. Just give me the steak. I might eat some broccoli. You know what I'm saying? I might get a little bit of broccoli or something like that. But for the most part, I'll just be like, just give me the steak.
So no baked potato.
No regular baked potato. No. Sweet potato, I could handle. I would eat that all day long. But the regular baked potato, no, we good.
At least some you like the rolls with that butter at Texas Roadhouse. Now, please, some you eat that.
Yeah. Like, another strange thing I don't eat. Everybody loves Reese's cups. I can't stand them.
Yeah, I don't like peanut butter.
I'm not big on them either.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! No wonder we get along so well. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Everybody looks.
Yeah.
Because when I say that, everybody looks at me like I'm a Chinese prostitute. Seriously.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, and Tina loves them, so you know they're safe here with me. I ain't gonna eat them up on her.
I mean, they're like, you want a Reese's? I'm like, no, I don't like them. Oh. They get that Scooby Doo face, like, her? You don't like Reese's? Are you serious? Yeah, I'm dead serious. I can't stand it. You got to be crazy. Yeah, I am. So what?
But see, you know what?
You know what?
You know what? And I know we're getting off topic, but people look at me like that when I say they see me being a black man and I don't like soul food. People look at me like
I can understand that.
They want me to vote my black card.
Oh, I get to revocation on my black card because I don't like watermelon.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't like yams. I don't like greens. You know,
Wait. I'm so happy you
watermelon. Hold on.
I'm like, dude. I'm the one, the only guy.
Dude.
Give me mashed potatoes over stuffing. I hate stuffing. You know, I don't fuck with stuffing. Nope. It's like, you a black man? What? Nope.
I can understand the stuffing thing, but how the hell do you not like greens, though? That's what I don't understand.
Greens stink.
Huh?
Greens stink. They think of your whole house. And they all that switching and no. Y'all,
what greens are you eating that stink?
You know what? How about this, dude? Give me your baked potato, and I'll give you my green, okay?
I'm just still trying to figure out where are you getting greens to stink. That's what I'm trying to figure
greens.
Out.
I don't cook them. They stink. The whole house stinks. I eat greens. No.
I think it's just not that it stinks. I just think he don't like them, so it stinks for him.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm about to say,
you talk about greens like a chitlin.
That's what I was just about to say.
Don't bring that up.
No,
I
love chitlins. I ain't even gonna lie about it. I love chitlins.
No.
My step grandma and my stepmom. If y'all listening, I love you guys. They can clean them chitlins, boil them in a pot, and oh my god, it is done. I've gotten whoopings for eating too much chitlins. And that's no joke. I'm being dead serious. I've gotten whoopings from my dad for eating up all the chitlins.
Your parents would love me, so there would be plenty of chitlins left over if I was there.
Man, I should have came. I'd be like, hey, can you overnight FedEx me some?
My mom heard me chitlins for so long, I talk about so bad, and it's just like, no, like, and growing up as a kid, you know, my mom was like, I don't give a shit what you like. You going to eat what I make.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
But that was a battle that I fought. Like, I am not eating no chitlins. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna take an ass whooping.
That's the way I was about Oakland.
Like, I drew the line on the chitlins.
Oh, I would have said, let me take your place in line, brother. I'd take a ball.
You had it.
And with some hot sauce too.
You talking about you guys overeat too much? I would have been like, load that plate up, get rid of all that. I want it all out the house, give it all to them.
Man.
Real quick, before we run out of time, and before we get back to the Super Bowl, I want to mention something about the football. And Lovie Smith needs to thank Flores for getting hired as the Houston head coach.
I don't know.
There is no way. There is no way they would have picked Lovie Smith if everything that came up about back coaches. There is no way Lovie Smith would have got hired in Houston.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. No.
Really?
I mean, think about. I mean, this
well, first of all, Flores had a better resume than Lovie.
He did.
I mean, just look at what Lovie's coming off of. I mean, he had a terrible career coaching University of Illinois. So he went from the Bears down to University of U of I. Now he's
don't forget now, in between there, he was the coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers too.
Yeah.
Well, that was before. Was that before the Bears?
I thought that was after.
I thought he went from the Bears to
Tampa Bay, then to college.
I don't remember.
No, because before the Bears, he was assistant coach at with the Rams. We got up on the Rams, and the Rams named Mike Marks the offense coordinator, the coach. Everybody came to us was mad because they wanted Lovie, and then we got him instead of them.
Well, you know what? I don't remember this Tampa Bay. He might have been. I just don't remember then. He might have been there.
You know why you don't remember?
Must have been pretty short.
Because they sucked.
Oh, it wasn't long at all. I'm going to say a season or two.
Yeah.
He was the vacuum cleaner inside of a tornado. They sucked.
Yeah, but so that goes to the point. So you had a losing season at Tampa Bay, losing season at seasons at U of I. Now he's a head coach. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a second. I can't knock him for what happened to University of Illinois. Illinois programmers went downhill so bad nobody want to go there.
Right, but
that's his fault or not, though. That's on his resume, though.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, it's been double coaches to turn around programs. Right, but like I said, but still, it's still all they're going to know, they're going to look at the record. And it was what it was.
Yeah.
And he go from good that point. Back to the NFL.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I got to give Lovie Smith his props. He looks like a black Chinese monk now with that white beard, I'm telling you.
Man, don't he? When I get my opinion for him being a head coach, I'm happy he got the opportunity now. And I am hoping that he runs with this too. I just hope they didn't set him up for failure though.
Well, I mean, he ain't got a lot of Houston.
It's the Texans. It's the Texans.
Exactly.
Failure.
Yes.
They're biding their time. This hiring was to lay a losing season on somebody's back, maybe two, fault them, get rid of them, and do what they really want to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because
it seems like as much as they talk about the lack of black coaches in the NFL, it seems like the few times they do give us jobs, they're shit jobs that the white coaches don't want, to be honest with you.
Right. Oh, we don't want the Texans. They got
like
Deshaun Watson. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's sad. It's ridiculous. It's the most irritating thing on this earth to be a football fan to see that. It's almost like being a wrestler fan watching the WWE.
And as much as I talk about Lovie Smith's resume, in all honesty though, I would take him back because since the Bears fired him, they have done nothing but hire people worse than him.
That's 100 right there.
In other words,
Lovie Smith is arguably of our generation the best coach that the Bears ever had.
And the fact that they hired him coming off a winning season is still mind-boggling to me.
So let me go ahead and explain that to our audience. What he is saying is that Lovie Smith was the man at the time, And now the Bears suck. So, yeah.
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 It's that simple. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
So we were 10-6 when he lost his job at 10-6.
Yeah. Yep. How do you do that? How do you pull that off?
Well, he missed the play. He missed the playoffs that season.
No, here's a better question. Here's a better question. What white coach has been fired at 10-6?
None. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? Yeah.
I was like,
N-U-N, none.
and the thing that upset me the most, because in all honesty, though, I felt like the Bears needed something different to get us to the next level. I'm like, we just not getting there with Lovie. You don't fire your coach at 10-6 and bring somebody in worse. You don't go to the arena football. You don't go to arena football and pick, like, what was his name? Trestman? Whatever that guy's name is for arena football. That's the offensive genius.
Mark something, wasn't it? Well, Mark something.
Yeah. Like, if you get rid of a winning coach, you bring in an established, better coach that's going to get you to the next level. They have steadily hired worse coaches every single time.
Yeah. But guess why? Yeah,
no question about
it. We were beating Green Bay. We were competitive with Green Bay when Lovie was there. Like, we had been an embarrassment against Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, like, he owned us because every single coach after Lovie don't give a shit.
But hold on.
Yeah,
guess why? Think about why. Besides the one obvious reason. Think about why.
Besides the money? Besides the money?
Thank you. Look at the contracts that they signed.
Oh,
each
yeah.
one of them was less and less that they had to pay them.
Yeah.
It was about the money. That's the one thing I will say about the Bears. Hold on. This is the one thing I will say about the Bears. They don't care if you're black and white or white. They care about how much they're going to put in your pocket so they can keep more for themselves. That's the McCaskey way.
But it is McCaskey way, but the problem is sometimes they're stupid with money. Like, you don't want to pay a coach. And you don't want to pay me Robbie Gold because he's the best kicker in football. You don't want to give a kicker that much money, even though kicker gets so much control over your season. But then you said that's used as contract to Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And the problem I had with the contract with Jay Cutler, it ain't like Jay Cutler was balling out until his contract, and this sucked. The man played exactly the same way after the contract as he did before it. I mean, all the stuff he was doing after the contract, I was like, that's who he is. And that's who he was before they signed him.
Yeah, Jay Cutler's garbage.
He's like, you take that time not to be cheap.
It's like,
I would rather him to let Jay Cutler go and kept Robbie Gould.
Yep.
Well, that year, they made him the highest quarterback in the league and coming off an injury. And I was like, I forget the quarterback's name. Cause I know he's been a journeyman. But I thought his backup that year did better. I thought they should have made him the starter, let Jay go and use that money toward other things. I'm trying to remember his name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, too, and I can't think of his name.
Yeah, that dude was bad. He did pretty good, yeah. It's like, make him the starter. You maybe pay him $1 million. Let him be the starter. Let Jay go. But of course, my Bears turn around, make him the highest paid quarterback in the league that year.
Jay Cutler sucks so bad. I thought he had a vacuum cleaner name on his back. I mean, this dude made me sick. He made me sick. I mean, I could not stand watching Jay Cutler get on that field. And playing. And then that time that they caught him in that steak, in a restaurant eating that steak, I was ready to beat his ass.
Walking all normal with his girlfriend when he had that injured leg, and all of a sudden, you know, he couldn't stay because of the injury, but walking all normal with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I know women can do a job, but she ain't did a job that damn good. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Jay Cutler was worth the money.
When you look at our quarterback since Jim McMahon, it's just been how can you have this continuous history?
We got hope with Bills, but he's still the best quarterback we've had.
We'll see.
No. I can't say Jim McMahon is the best. He's the second best. I actually think Mitchell Trubisky was a lot better than what he played. He just didn't have nobody to help.
Mitchell Trubisky? Oh my God.
Yep.
First of all, he had no philosophy on his passes. He made stupid decisions. His footwork was horrible.
Yeah, he did. He did make dumb decisions before the years in the league that he was in. You know, and the playing time that he got before he was there, I mean, he was just in the league and went straight to the Bears. He didn't have that much
experience. Games college. All right.
You know. So,
which
I mean, what he did is what I expect a rookie or somebody just coming into the league to do. You know, I expect that from him. Now, if he was like Aaron Rodgers.
You don't be drafted number two and expect that. Not number two pick.
I don't.
The Bears had a better quarter. After McMahon, though, no, he was not a true number two. The Bears had a better quarterback than Trubisky after McMahon that people sleep on.
Orton.
I just want to put him ahead of McMahon.
Orton.
I also ordered ahead of Trubisky. But Eric Kramer
was
a really solid quarterback.
He was decent. He was.
What about Jim Harbaugh?
I didn't like Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I didn't like him as a player. I don't like him as a coach. And the sad part about it, here's the bad part about it. I just don't like Harbaugh. I'll be honest with you. It has nothing to do with coaching ability. I just don't like Harbaugh. And the reason I'm saying that is because it pissed me off when the Bears hired who they hired as head coach and did not interview Harbaugh for that position. I really felt that Harbaugh, as much as I don't like him, would have been a great choice for their options as the new Bears head coach. The man is a winner.
You didn't hear about that?
But
Harbaugh didn't want to be interviewed by the Bears.
Harbaugh didn't want to be interviewed by the Bears.
And it's funny because I was talking to my buddy, and he was saying, like, the Bears organization is so screwed up, he don't think Harbaugh even wants that job.
No, he didn't. That's why he didn't interview with him. He turned down the interview.
Okay.
And they came
okay.
to Yeah, it was like one line in a reading somewhere I was seeing online, and then it disappeared. Nobody mentioned it again. Harbaugh didn't want to interview with the Bears. Because the McCaskies are screw-ups.
But what you got to remember, though, is Harbaugh didn't get any kind of recognition until he had those couple of lucky seasons with Indianapolis and became Captain Comeback. I mean,
true.
Those were some of the luckiest throws. I'm like, are you kidding? Why couldn't he do this with the Bears?
But hold on. You say lucky throws, though. You can say the same thing about dude from Kansas City. Kansas City get lucky throws. Yeah, he gets lucky throws all the time.
Not like Harbaugh. Indianapolis, No. Now I will normally take a back seat to you with it was about you being in Indianapolis, but not this time.
Oh, it ain't because he's Floridian.
I would presume you watch Indianapolis more than I did. I'm assuming, but Harbaugh was a lucky quarterback in Indianapolis. Did he get Captain Quarterback? Captain Comeback.
Let me just give you a note. We're kind of forced to watch Indianapolis here because when the Colts play, they don't show nothing else. They don't show anything
else.
At least Chicago, you can watch different games, Here, you can't watch nothing else. They shut it down, and the Colts get all the attention.
This year was the first year I purchased season ticket. Red Zone.
Oh, I love Red Zone. Red Zone is one of the greatest.
Oh, my God, Red Zone.
Oh, I love Red Zone.
My buddy has a barbershop. Yeah, I'm getting it next year.
Yeah,
my buddy got his barbershop.
You got to. You got to.
When I saw that, I was like,
And for the reason you just said watch football here, that's why you got to get it.
Yeah.
Screw all that noise.
Yep. Yeah. They show nothing but the Colts here.
I mean, if the Bears don't play, I'm on Red Zone all day. And I'll watch the Bears unless they really looking, unless they really suck it too bad that game. Then I'll switch over to Red Zone.
And see, if I remember right, back in the day, 32 used to show the Bears, and then CBS would show other games.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's
And then Monday night, you turn to Channel 7, Monday night, watch Monday Night Football.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to on this Super Bowl? I heard there's supposed to be a John Madden tribute.
Oh, that'll be good.
I heard that too. I didn't hear that on TV, though. Somebody told me that, so I was hoping that's true.
Right. I want to see this John Madden tribute because that man, he did a lot for the game, man.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It sucks that dude died. I thought he was another Betty White. I thought he was just going to last forever, you know. You never
and
thought John Madden would be like.
I don't know. Was it Thanksgiving or Christmas when they did the All Madden special when he was still alive and he died like shortly after that?
Yeah.
But they did a special on him right before he died.
Now, think about this, though. How much Madden had influence on everything. And I mean everything.
Every single
The very first video game that probably, I want to say, about 70% to 80% of the people that played out here that's around our age or younger, the very first game that they played was Madden.
People still referencing Madden's football game. Like, when a couple of years ago, when Kansas City was just spanking people, they were like, Mahomes playing like Madden. Like, he's playing Madden ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is. He is. Actually, to think about it, if you really think about it, Mahomes' play style is like you playing Madden.
Yeah.
He's doing stuff you do off the video game. You're all right.
And what's amazing to me is how many players take their ratings so seriously.
To this day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, like you only gave me a 97.3 or whatever.
Yes.
Like, they're on a video game? Like, dude, man, really?
Do you remember when they used to pick the All-Madden team?
Yeah.
Yep.
When Madden would pick his All-Madden team, it was like, that was more important than being picked to the Pro Bowl. Like, you it's great I got the Pro Bowl, but you want to be all Madden.
Yep.
Sure did.
Boy, think about
you know what I wish they would do? You know what I wish the NFL would do, though? They should really make the Pro Bowl the all Madden Bowl.
Yeah. They should. Yeah.
They need to do that.
But in all honesty, just pick your Pro Bowl team or all Madden. Just pick the team. We don't need the game. We don't need a Pro Bowl game.
Oh, no. No, that's what I'm saying. They need to substitute it.
Yeah.
Because this Pro Bowl games are terrible. I can't stand them.
That game was horrible.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what? The skill
I'd rather watch
was better than the game.
Yes.
Yes, the skills competition was way better than the darn Pro Bowl. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I tell you this, though. I would rather watch my 5-year-olds run out in the park and play tag than watch that Pro Bowl this damn year.
Yeah.
That shit was ridiculous.
I don't know why I tuned in this year, because I would have watched a Pro Bowl in many years. And then it was just like, and it was going downhill before, but last week?
That was terrible.
It was absolutely horrible.
They talk about the WWE botches. God, dog.
Yeah. It's bad when you can boss more than Vince.
Boy. See, we're better than the NFL. Look at that. I'm telling you, that was, I don't know. I hope I never see another darn Pro Bowl like that. They got to make it mean something. Because this little tag, you're it stuff, no.
Yeah.
I want to see the best play the best. And if somebody was meant to happen.
I think I want to come down and they put flags on their waist and everything. Just call it flag football because it was just like, it was just horrible.
Yep.
It'd be better off than one 7-on-7.
Yeah. I mean, the way they went, you might as well do 7-on-7.
Yeah.
Actually, I think if they did the game like, but see, that would make a lot of offensive linemen feel like they ain't part of the game. You know, but I think they should have like probably.
They don't want to be there. They just want to get the check and get the free check. You know, when it was in Hawaii. They don't care about that.
Shoot.
You can tell. They just like, look, we try not to get hurt. We just want to get this check. Because, like, they on their vacation mentally already.
Yep.
They just scared to get that extra check.
It's sad, man. I remember the old Pro Bowls, and they were fun to watch. They was going at each other, and this was just utter disappointment.
Man,
utter.
Can you imagine this Pro Bowl team, these Pro Bowl bowlers playing out there with LT in his prime?
No,
oh man,
no.
I mean,
he killed
him. LT don't have an off button.
No.
Do y'all remember? No. Y'all remember back in the day, NBA and Pro Bowl used to be on the same day.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Now that was sports right there.
Yes, yes. But so everybody can make money, they switched everything.
Yep.
Ridiculous. But I tell you this. If you had LT and Richard Dent both playing these dudes today,
Ray Lewis,
half of these guys will quit.
Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Ray Lewis especially. They quit.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah, I posted in the MSG group to pick 5 players to start your defense around. Oh, man. Y'all take a look at that. I picked LT, Ray Lewis, Reggie White, Ronnie Lott, and Aaron Donald.
Hmm. You said 5.
Yeah, 5 to build your defense around. And I forgot the other
2. I'll be honest with you. My ass would pick 5 people. My 5 players would come from the 85 Bears, though, but you can't really sneeze at, like, Ray Lewis, LT, Lott. I mean,
but you know what?
I would be like, no, look at the 85 Bears.
I don't think they had anybody from the the 85 Bears as a pick. I know Warren Sapp was on there. I can't remember. Troy Polamalu was on there. And I can't remember who was on there.
No, Singletary should be on that list.
It was like not.
Singletary definitely should be on that list.
Singletary
was crazy.
Singletary, Wilbur Marshall, and Otis Wilson.
Well, that was the greatest linebacker trio I ever seen.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, like, which way do you go? Like, you can't go left, right, or middle.
No.
Then you had Hampton and McMichael coming at you, and then.
Yes!
It didn't even Fridge. When Fridge could stay on the 315, he was great if he could stay on the 315.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is definitely true.
Because the dude was agile and quick as hell to be that big.
Man. He's the Keith Lee of the NFL.
Dave Dorfman had a great job in the backfield because it never got to him.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Quarterbacks were not trying to beat the Bears. Quarterbacks were trying to survive against the Bears. Like, the 85 Bears were taking quarterbacks out left and right.
No mercy.
Yeah, except for
unfortunately,
you put that back up. You need three backups, so we're gonna take him out too.
Mm-hmm. They was not playing.
Except for Marino.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that game hurt my heart.
But that's just Marino. That's just Marino, though.
It is.
You know? I mean,
you got to give Shula credit for that game plan to roll out. Because nobody does.
You got to give him game plan for that. But I blame Shula for Marino never winning a ring. Like,
But you know what? They never got him a running.
I'm not talking about that year they went to the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about throughout his career. Shula never anything on defense.
Right. Not only that, they never gave him a running back to balance offense.
Exactly. It's like his whole mindset was like, I got Dan Marino. That's all I need. No, you need to put the right pieces around him. Like, let's make an effort. Especially like you go like 5, 6, 7 years. Like, okay, we need to start doing something different.
Yep.
But it's Don Shula, so the team just allowed him to – I mean, it's just – yeah.
You made some very good points.
So think about it. We already talked about it. Elway Marino was the same until he got Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah. And one hell of a defense. That defense, those last 2 years at Elway, was a hell of a better defense than he had the first 4 times he went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, true.
My thing is this, though. Everybody, when we started talking about Elway and his stuff, though, I just remember them times when I was real young and seeing him with that D on his head. And he was a workhorse then, but it seemed like this last ones that he did, he really wasn't that Elway. He was somebody completely different.
I think because he was more humble. Because this was like it wasn't that cockiness no more. Because after you lose 4 times in the Super Bowl, I think you kind of go into the season, especially at the end of your career. No, the clock is ticking. No, you gotta change your mindset a little bit more. I think the 0-4 kind of humbled him a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, then we don't know what little nagging injuries he might have been having too at the time too. That just kind of weighs on you as you get older, you know.
You don't recover.
They didn't talk about injuries that much then.
Right.
You know. They kept that hidden because they wanted to play.
I mean, because even at the end of his career, though, even though social media was out there at the end, but it's not like it is now.
Right. And then, you know, fantasy football.
Like, these are the hot stuff back then.
Right. Then you didn't have fantasy football like now, the gambling, what it was like it is now, you know, all that extra information nobody cared about, like now.
Right. I don't know. I'm just thinking. He just changed on me, but I gotta enjoy when Davis was running, and I loved watching him run and ball over people. You know, that's what got my attention with them. I'm like, good Lord, dude is murdering them. But we're almost out of time. We got 11 minutes. So let's get the scores. What do we think the Super Bowl is going to end up today?
I'm picking the Rams 23-17.
Hmm. All right. Tony, what you saying?
I got the Cincinnati Bengals winning this one 29-28. Come from behind basically with a 2-point conversion, Cincinnati wins.
Ooh,
Joe Burrow wins MVP, and I win my $25 bet on Cincinnati winning, and also win my pick for him being MVP. I put $25 on each.
My pick. I'm saying Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to say actually 27-24. Last minute field goal will win it for the Bengals. He's going to come back again and do something special. It's just destined. There's times where statistics don't matter. They just don't matter whatsoever. You just see a guy that has that in his eye, like, yeah, I'm about to get this, and y'all about to enjoy me snatching this. And that's what Joe Burrow got in his eyes. He's like, I'm about to snatch this in front of everybody, and y'all going to love it. And he's relishing in this. I just don't see the Rams having enough.
He's playing with house money.
The Rams don't have enough to stop this dude. I'm sorry. Aaron Donald, I think he's going to get his. He's going to get 7 sacks today.
Yeah.
But Joe Burrow
is
just going to step up and keep going. He's just going to keep it going. And he's going to kill him. At the last second, it's going to be a field goal, and it's over. And they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I think it's just deserved because that's the way it should end. Because the Rams are not a bad team. They're not a bad team at all. But this kid just has something special that he has to win. He has to win. And I see that he's going to win.
I just think that the Rams defense and Cincinnati offensive line, I'm saying like Shaq would say barbecue chicken on that. And I think the same thing you say about Burrow having a habit, I think Stafford feels the same way. I got to get this. It's his legacy.
Hold on. I got to ask you something, man. Because I see Stafford. Everybody says that. And I need to ask you this. I see Stafford doing that. But he just reminds me of the one that's going to go up to the top. And he just ran across this kid that's just smoking. And it's going to derail him for a second. I think it's going to be a rematch. And I think he's going to beat him next time. But I think this time, it's just for Burrow to get that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing Joe Montana's 49ers against Dan Marino's Miami Dolphins is what I'm seeing. You know, Marino's this hot kid, you know, on fire coming in, you know, second year. And, you know, I think he just ran up against something that he wasn't ready for. I think that's what happened.
In my opinion, this is really, I mean, he was hurt last year. This is his first real year.
Right. True.
Right.
I think, and just I forget, the Rams are at home. They're at home. You know, so I just don't think he's ready for what's coming.
See, the way he sees it,
I'm not sure if being home is a bad for the Super Bowl, though. I think you're more distracted at home.
Well, I wouldn't say that about last year. Now, of course, offensive line is up, like Cincinnati's too, of course. I mean, Cincinnati's
– No. First of all, that team was led by Tom Brady. But Kansas City gave a Super Bowl away last year, though. Not only with the line, the way the defense was playing. You had Andy Reid's son who got that DUI or something, Super Bowl weekend. Everything that could bad could happen to a team happened to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Going into the Super Bowl.
I just think Burrow's not going to be ready for what Rams got coming for him. I don't see it. I know Buffalo had a hell of a defense as well, but the Rams is just, well, I wish we were all in the same location to put a little wager on this, but, you know. Let's see.
Okay.
I would love to throw a couple of Giordano's pieces your way as a wager. You know, I don't know what Indiana is known for, but you know.
Oh, we got a Giordano's down here.
No. I'm sticking with the real thing. I'm sticking with the real thing. No.
Oh yeah. I feel you. I definitely feel you on that.
Yeah.
Because they be slacking. They be slacking down.
Yeah. We about to do the road trip.
Might have to. I'm thinking next time AEW is in Chicago, if it's like one of the pay-per-views, I'm thinking about going.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, I know it ain't wrestling, but you know, New Japan is coming in April. At the Odeon and Villa Park. Now, there's a time I would have already had my ticket, but because I haven't seen New Japan, other than Real Ospreay or Okada, I don't even know who's there anymore.
I've already said my thing on New Japan.
But like I said, we'll hold that conversation next time. I know it's supposed to be football talk, but yeah.
All right, so you got it. You heard it here, guys. It's about time to eat them wings and do them things. But I'm telling you, the Super Bowl is gonna be It's gonna be tight. I can't wait to see this. This is gonna be tight. But ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get off here. Tony Motown Allen, Marcus Berkeley, thank you for coming on. Tune in next week for the Wrestling Channel. Of course, the FTW Future Focus. We got some interesting stuff we're going to talk next week on the Wrestling Cup. But all you sports guys, if you guys like it, let me know at FTWWrestling.com. We're getting the email address together and a website started. Hopefully, let's just say that's in the beginning works. But I think the email worked. So as we send me what you think. Maybe we could do a sports thing every now and then and entertain more of the masses. But this has been cool, guys. It's time to get down to food. So I'm just keeping it real.
Right.
You guys take care.
All right.
And, guys, we will definitely see you guys in the future. Let's go, Bengals.
Bengals.
Rams. Peace. Rams.
Bengals.
You know it's all about the ball.